This Saturday, January the 18th, starting at 3 o'clock, will be a big celebration in the city of Lancaster for Martin Luther King Jr. They've got a ceremony and parade. And our friends from Lancaster, they have traveled near and far to be right here on Palmetto Mornings. Early. That's right. You get a gold star because we've got a packed house in here. And we're so excited to learn more about the events happening in Lancaster. So we have Tamonica Marsh, who's a city councilwoman for the city of Lancaster. Jackie Harris, who's also a city council member for the city of Lancaster. And Lisa Roddy, who's the events and promotions director for the city of Lancaster. And good morning to all three of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
All present and accounted for.
Yes, sir.
So, Lisa, we're going to start with you. You're going to give us the details about the parade. Again, all of this takes place on Saturday, January the 18th, starting at 3 o'clock.
Correct. So this is my third and the city's 15th MLK parade that we've taken on. So this Saturday started at 3. We have over 60 entries, everything from fire trucks to floats to some exotic vehicles and all kind of different things, dancers and stuff. So it'll be exciting. It'll start at Springs and Main Street and will end at Williams Street. So it's a good quarter mile ride. So anywhere on Lancaster sidewalks is a good place to have a great view. So it'll be the best view will probably be on the hill at the old post office. That's where the judges sit, so that's where your performances will be. But anywhere on the route is going to have a great view of everything going on.
And that steps off at 3 o'clock sharp.
Yes, sir.
We know about parades. You got to get ready.
We do.
That's exactly right.
They start looking at me and tapping their toes.
Literally.
Yeah.
And with 60 entries, you want to make sure it goes as smoothly as you can.
Oh, yes, sir. We do. We always run into a little kink, but we keep working those out every year and improving on the whole process. So
wow.
It's great.
So following the parade will be the MLK Multicultural Ceremony, and that will be at Hope on the Hill.
That's correct.
And is Jackie, you going to share more details about that?
Yes, okay. But I'd just like to add one more thing with Lisa is that our guest performer for the parade will be the Benedict College Marching Tigers, who are coming to participate in the parade, and which when we initially started MLK, that was our feature band and also Fairfield Central. But we are excited to have them back this year participating. But the event is just an awesome event, and Councilwoman Marsh could attest to that. It has grown and grown since we've been a part of that. Our Dream Award winner this year is Councilwoman Charlene McGriff, who also received the Order of the Palmetto from the state of South Carolina. We also have Next Dimensions Choir, who will also perform during the ceremony, and our speaker will be
Dr. Norris Williams, who's the deputy administrative
superintendent for our school district. He will also be our speaker for the event. We just want you to come out to Hope on the Hill, enjoy the festivities, just a community event that will bring us together as a whole with some of the things that we have going on within our nation in regards to improving the relationships within our community.
Well, of course, that's what Dr. King was and still is all about, right? Yes. I love the tagline here on your social media platform. Join us for a weekend of inspiration and unity as we honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. And I know in today's culture, we're divided on every single issue.
Yes.
We used to think here in South Carolina, the Clemson-Carolina debate was the biggest thing that divided us. Now it's a lot more things. But you know, this is a weekend where folks can really put aside their differences and just come to those with their arms open wide, their sleeves rolled up, and just say, hey, I see you. We're in the community together, and let's work together to make this the best place in the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think our theme is great, which is Mission Possible.
I like that.
The mission is possible, and we have to keep Dr. King's dream at the forefront in order for us to continue to see that we must live in unity in order for our country to be what we would like it to be in everyone's sight.
Okay, we're going to get Tamonica Marsh here in front of the cameras and the microphones. Lisa Roddy, Jackie Harris, and Tamonica Marsh, They're all part of the MLK committee there in the city of Lancaster. The city of Lancaster hosts its Martin Luther King Jr. ceremony and parade on Saturday, this Saturday from 3 to 6, downtown Lancaster. You can't miss it. Just look for people celebrating, and you know, and you know you've landed in the right spot. To Monica, there are other awards and other individuals that have also been recognized in the days leading up to this event on Saturday. And if you can give us a little bit more of those details, that'd be great. And I tell you what, if y'all can just keep sliding Jess down a little bit more, because we're on television, we want to make sure everyone looks their best. That's good. Okay. All right. So to Monica, just pick it up from there if you can.
Okay. Yes, we have all the surrounding schools. We have Van Wyck, Lancaster High, all the schools in Lancaster, South Carolina, and Van Wyck, and Indian Land. Participating in the essay awards, and they write an essay, and we get them judged. After we get them judged, we choose the winner. Not we, but we have a committee, and so the kids have an opportunity to come to the ceremony and read their essays, and we award them. So we teaches them, I guess, one of Dr. Martin Luther King's slogans: having faith is taking the first step, even though you don't see the staircase. And so when one may do it, they inspire the other kids to do it. So it's been a success for the past two or three years that I've been on the committee. And I like to see these kids writing the essays and explaining, because you'd be surprised at the things that they know.
About how many essays did you get submitted?
We got submitted. This year, we had less participants, to be honest, than last year, because they was getting ready for testing. So that was more important, and I understand. So we had about how many participants, you would say?
The biggest participants that we had, because this year we opened up the essay program with a little bit more depth to the elementary school group. Mm-hmm. So we allowed the elementary school grades K through 2 were able to color a picture of Martin Luther King. And then grades 3 through 5 colored a picture, but also wrote a one-line sentence to go along with it. So we opened those up, and I'll add to what Councilwoman Marsh was saying. These winners have a lot of awards to them. They have a monetary gift. The high school is $500, middle school is $250, and each one of the elementary school winners get $50 each. So we had over 60 elementary schools send in pictures, colored pictures, and some with the one-line sentences. But like they said, they were tied up with other things. So, yeah, we had about 60 of the elementary schools, so it was really great.
And also I like to add is that our Grand Marshal is one who actually brought this back to the city. We used to have a parade in the late 80s that Miss Jessie Shannon would lead, but now Missy Green picked that up when she was on council and started it back again. So we have continued to grow our parade, our festivities. Last year we had a 2-day event. This year we will have another 2-day event, which will be Friday and Saturday. We're just totally excited about what's going on.
We are.
And we have worked hard to get input not only from committee members, but from also our community that will allow us to put on events that are so beneficial to the city of Lancaster.
To Monica, where can individuals either check out the young kids who colored the drawing of Dr. King and or the essays? Is there a place where folks can read these either online, or they will be available there at the celebration on Saturday?
They're going to be displayed at the City Hall, right?
Perfect. Okay, so
yeah,
City Hall.
Displayed at the City Hall.
Well, check that
and
out,
so
please.
So some of the ones that, you know, that won the essay, they have theirs with them, because they're going to have to read it all.
Yeah, they'll read their essays during the ceremony.
And so their families will attend with them as well.
And they get to participate in the parade, which is always
a
great
thing
for young
people. That's
the
best.
The money goes a long way, but being in the parade is definitely priceless.
Yes. Nice float by their
Yes.
Love it.
Even better. Okay. So there's so much to do and celebrate there in the city of Lancaster this Saturday, January the 18th. It's in the inspiration and unity as they honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Saturday, January the 18th, 3 to 6, there in Lancaster. This year's theme is Mission Possible. Fingers crossed, Tom Cruise might show up. How about
And keep the rain back.
The rain. Okay. So we would like for you guys to help us with that.
Okay.
We will all pray. Focused on what the weather's going to be for.
In the commercial break, we'll all go outside and do our rain dance. Okay. Well, thank you all for making the drive from Lancaster here. Again, Lisa Roddy, Jackie Harris, to Monica Marsh. They're part of the MLK committee there for the city of Lancaster.
And then also Elise Thomas.
Perfect. So they're all here in the studio, and we certainly appreciate each and every one of you for organizing and producing the event on Saturday and for making the drive from Lancaster here to Rock Hill. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate y'all having us.